Welcome back to our final segment of this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking about the Donnell Fire recovery efforts. We're joined in studio this weekend by Sarah LaPlante, who is the Summit Miwok District Ranger, and Curtis Kwame, who is a soil scientist with the Burned Area Emergency Response Team. Donnell Fire burning over 36,400 acres in the Stanislaus National Forest. Sarah LaPlante, that fire did ignite about 9 months ago now. You know, what have you noticed when it comes to the community response and the stakeholders getting involved?
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, I've worked in a lot of places around the country with the Forest Service in the Northeast, the Northwest, D.C. Since the fire, even while the fire was still burning, the community response has been amazing. We have had just incredible support from partners, from community members to get the fire out and then to recover and respond. Tuolumne County is an amazing place. It's full of amazing people, and just what's really stood out to me is their resilience and their passion for the landscape and the forest. People love the Stanislaus National Forest, and that's, as somebody who's charged with helping manage it, that's just so encouraging. And so we have had lots of people offering to volunteer to help us, you know, do trail inspections, to work with the businesses and our partners who have lost cabins and lost the resorts. The cabin owners who lost cabins last year, their response getting in and cleaning up the debris from burnt buildings was just phenomenal. It was really great. I mean, there's some sites that are just really clean and just spectacular. And so we're so appreciative of all of that work. And then, you know, I hesitate to kind of list out all of our partners because there's been so many of them, but I definitely want to just recognize Tuolumne County, whom, you know, was in unified command during the fire with us to actually put the fire out, and then has helped us with and helped the community with hazardous materials evaluation and cleanup. And really, the forest has worked with the county to streamline the rebuilding process so that we can be really clear with those people who need to rebuild structures what the design criteria are. And so It's just been a really horrible experience, but also just the amount of cooperation has been really uplifting, and so I'm grateful for that.
That's great. I'll go back to Curtis Kwame, the soil scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. You know, as you go in and study the severity of the Donnell Fire, has anything really kind of stood out to you or you were surprised by?
Yeah, there have been several things in the fire that surprised me. I actually want to add one thing to what Sarah said, that I've, as the Forest Bear Coordinator, also worked with NOAA and the National Weather Service. They really helped us out in predicting, setting up an area around the Donnell Fire to help predict rainfall events, and that helps us pass on information of risk to folks. So that's another partner that has been really helpful for us. So check your weather. As I said before, it's important. But up there, there are a lot of people that have told me with more experience in the bear world than I do of how rare it is to have a fire of this severity at this elevation. We really did have, you know, fire behavior that looked reminiscent of lower elevation fires in ponderosa pine, but it burned up almost to 9,000 feet. So that was really surprising. On the plus side, something that surprised me is, so far, at least, how good the fire looks this spring. The snow that fell up there and stuck on the fire, it really helped to, you know, keep things in place, keep the soil in place, and it hopefully will mean it can recover better and we didn't lose productivity and things. So, and that especially is interesting to me because the potential up there is present. As I mentioned before, the McCormick fire a couple of years ago, we saw massive erosion off of that fire. Luckily, it was smaller and more isolated. This, hopefully, we can stay in the same place and have it recover quickly, as it is a beautiful landscape. So really, it's an interesting comparison for me.
Go back over to Sarah LaPlante. As the Summit Miwok District Ranger, we have just a couple minutes left, but we talked a lot about the Donnell Fire. What else is keeping you busy these days?
No shortage of things are keeping us busy. You know, if you're from Tuolumne County, you know there's recreation places everywhere. And so we're trying to open up our recreation sites across the forest, both on my districts and then the other two, Calaveras and Groveland as well. And so honestly, daily operations, we've had some crazy weather recently. We've had a lot of storm damage. And so just trying to keep up with that and make sure that we can get everything open in time for the summer season has kept us really busy. And so if you have questions, so if we've gotten a lot of questions at our front desks about what is open and what sites are open. And so we keep all of that information on our website. There's information there about roads. Some of our road systems are still under snow, and so we've had to keep those closed just for public safety reasons. We have storm damage sites that we're working to repair, and so information can be found on our website. And again, a lot of information about the Donnell Fire as well is there. So.
And Curtis Kwame, any other closing comments as we wrap up today?
Yeah, I guess the first thing would be Memorial Day weekend. If you're out recreating on the forest, whether you're in the Donnell Fire or anywhere else on the Stanislaus, keep in mind those safety messages we've tried to mention. As Sarah said earlier, trying to pass on that message, you're responsible for your own safety. We'll do as much to share those risks with you wherever we can, but the information's out there on our Stanislaus National Forest website, other information online, but keep your situational awareness up, pay attention to the weather, and be safe and have fun on the forest.
Yeah, have fun.
Any Sarah LaPlante, anything else to add as we just wrap up here this morning?
Again, like Curtis said, stay safe and have fun. This is an amazing place to be, great playground. Go out and enjoy it, but keep your eyes open and look up, look around, and make sure you're staying safe.
Have fun and be fire
Absolutely.
Safe.
Yes.
Again, we thank our guests. We've been talking about the recovery efforts from the Donnell Fire on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in studio this weekend by Sarah LaPlante, who is the Summit Miwok District Ranger. Also, Curtis Kwame, who is a soil scientist with the Burned Area Emergency Response Team. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Reminder, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll turn our attention to Tuolumne County government. We'll be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs. She stepped into the role as CAO earlier this year. We'll talk about that, as well as budget planning on the horizon, another budget is going to be passed here in the coming months. That's next week on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.